掌声。
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz, a long-retired former world heavyweight champion, is set to face off against 27-year-old YouTuber-turned-boxer Jake Paul at any moment. CBS News Dallas reporter J.D. Miles is in Arlington, Texas.
There is a whole lot of energy and electricity inside AT&T Stadium right now. People have come here from all over the country, some paying tens of thousands of dollars to sit ringside, but it's a lot of hype. But will the return of Mike Tyson to the boxing ring at 58 years old live up to that hype?
Technical problems are keeping some Netflix subscribers from being able to watch the bout, says CBS News tech contributor Ian Shore.
The company was likely prepared for when people would sign on to watch this live fight, and yet still it seems to be struggling in different parts of the country.
Down Detector says there are as many as 80,000 Netflix outages at this hour. Overseas, 10 newborn babies have died in a fire at a hospital in northern India. 16 others were injured. 45 babies were rescued and are receiving medical care. It's not clear what started the fire. Fire alarms had been installed in the neonatal intensive care unit, but parents and witnesses say they did not activate. Back in Washington, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he doesn't think the House Ethics Committee should release its report on former Congressman Matt Gaetz, who President-elect Donald Trump wants to be the Attorney General.
I do not believe that that is an appropriate thing. It doesn't follow our rules and traditions, and there is a reason for that. It would open a Pandora's box.
There's growing criticism of Trump's choice of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to be the next head of the Department of Health and Human Services. CBS's Nicole Skanga has that.
Kennedy's anti-vaccine activism has several lawmakers questioning whether he should oversee the nation's public health agenda.
All my kids are vaccinated, and I hope he's not going to move against one of the most life-saving technologies in the history of the world.
Former Vice President Mike Pence called on Republicans to block Kennedy's nomination because of his record supporting abortion rights.
The trial of Venezuelan Jose Ibarra began today in Athens, Georgia. He's charged with killing a 22-year-old nursing student. Details from CBS's Mark Strassman.
Prosecutors say injuries to Ibarra's hand and neck occurred during the assault. Defense attorney Dustin Kirby.
The evidence that Jose Ibarra killed Lakin Riley is circumstantial.
Ibarra, an undocumented immigrant, became a face of illegal immigration, and Riley's death sparked a fierce national debate.
Ibarra entered the U.S. illegally 2 years ago. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on five different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved me a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx users are compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
My name is Dustin. I'm the head designer for Cody James, and this is Behind the Design with Boot Barn. The Cody James boots are made in León, which is known as the cowboy boot capital of the world because of their long history of making handcrafted cowboy boots. As far back as the 1700s, they've been making quality boots. So those craftsmen, artisans, are literally passing down those skills from generation to generation. Cody James, only at Boot Barn.
What were you doing when you were a teenager?
His campaign message of small town, big decisions obviously resonated with voters in Campton, Kentucky. Jake Denniston not only won his race for Campton City Council, he got the most votes of any candidate, making him the vice mayor-elect of his hometown. Why is that newsworthy? He's only 18 years old.
I thought, what better experience to gain in politics than running for office and trying to get out there and see how people really are instead of learning it from a textbook.
After graduating from high school in May, Denniston decided to get a taste of real politics before heading to college in a year, aiming for a degree in political science. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The Palm Springs, California City Council has approved a $5.9 million payment to Black and Latino families who were displaced from a neighborhood in the 1960s. The unanimous vote settles a claim filed by the families in 2022 over the displacement. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 40s. And more clouds around for tomorrow, a high in the low 50s. Rain showers around the area tomorrow night. Then cloudiness continues for Sunday with a few sunny peaks, highs near 60. Rain chances return again on Monday. Currently it's 37.
come a time and we'll sing again. We go driving or maybe we'll settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
From Radio Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on. Single day singing.
That way. a painted pony, let the spinning wheel fly.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Got you, babe. Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad, but don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad.
Gonna make it. listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition provided by magician.
Baby, I need your loving. God,
much haunting.
WRJN.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
See you.
other. There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate.
Talk to me, you can see more.